We're in a very special in Tivot Shalom. We're in Parshat Achrimot on page Pei Aleph in Sefer Vayikra on the piece V'chai Bahem. Thank you to all who came, people from Queens, people from Tiferet, from MMY. It's great to see you all here and to learn with you again, people from who I met through the WhatsApp groups. It's really wonderful to see you all. It's a special shiur. You know, today is wherever you are at this point in the world. Today is Yom HaZikaron, and to learn together, first of all, Le'iloi Nishmat, all those who gave their lives so we'd be able to have, be able to live here in Eretz Yisrael. We're only here because of the people who gave their lives, Jews who gave their lives, the Kedoshim who gave their lives to be here, and to learn the Parsha of Achrimot Kedoshim. There are definitely those who point out about Nadav and Avihu, and certainly relevant, and clearly the times are linked together, that the Parshiot of Achrimot Kedoshim often come together as an indication about Nadav and Avihu themselves, with the Parsha opens up with about them. Achrimot Kedoshim, after those who died, not just died, after the Kedoshim who died. Achrimot Kedoshim. And so to learn Achrimot Kedoshim, to learn about those Parshiot, and on a day where we're commemorating, remembering those Kedoshim who passed away, who were killed in the service of being able to allow us to be free in Eretz Yisrael, and to live here. So this is Le'iloi Nishmatam, in their school, to be able to learn here from Eretz Yisrael, Ki Mitzion Teitei Torah Dvar Hashem Yushalayim, to be able to learn all around the world right now in their school. So with that in mind, let's get started. We're at the bottom of the page. I decided to go, instead of going with Parsha Kedoshim, since there we have two WhatsApp groups, the other WhatsApp group on the Parsha, we just put up Kedoshim 1 of 4. There's going to be plenty of Kedoshim going on this week on the other WhatsApp group, so I wanted to focus on an aspect of Achrimot. And certainly a very important topic. The topic is V'chai Bahem, the idea that we need to live through the Torah and live through the mitzvot of V'chai Bahem. So let's see what the Tevot Shalom has to say. Ushmartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yase otam ha'adam v'chai bahem. You shall keep my chukim and my mishpatim, all of my laws, that asher yase otam, that you should do, that each person should do, asher yase adam, otam ha'adam, v'chai bahem, and you should live by them. So what does this mean, you should live by them? Welcome everybody who just joined. What does it mean you should live by them? We just started, we're at the bottom of the page in V'chai Bahem, the first page of the Tivot Shalom on that I posted on the group. Chazal darshu bipasuk V'chai Bahem velo shiamut Bahem. So Chazal are doresh on this pasuk V'chai Bahem velo shiamut Bahem. That the pasuk says V'chai Bahem, you should live by them and you shouldn't die by them. Mikan she pikuach nefesh doche et kiyum ha-mitzvot. And that we learn from this that pikuach nefesh is doche all of the mitzvot. That saving a life pushes off any mitzvah. V'chai bahem, we're meant to live through them. And so there's no mitzvah that's going to override saving an individual's life. The unklus targem v'chai bahem. Unklus translates v'chai bahem to mean l'chaye alma. Top of the next page, pei bet. Chaye alma. That means v'chein pirush Rashi v'chai bahem olam haba, meaning it's a reference to olam haba, that you should live through them, that through doing the mitzvot we gain life in olam haba. She'im tomar be'olam hazeh v'alo sofo hu meit ela v'chai bahem olam haba. Because if we're talking about olam hazeh, at the end of the day, somebody has a question. The person mentioned probably a good question, but not for now. So v'chai bahem l'olam haba, she'im tomar be'olam hazeh, v'halo sofo hu meit ela v'chai bahem l'olam haba. At the end of the day, a person in this world passes away. That the time in this world is finite. And so where do we see v'chai bahem l'olam haba? That's where a person has eternal life, is in olam haba. D'mashmut v'chai bahem hi le'olam. That the meaning of v'chai bahem is, means you're doing mitzvot in this world to gain eternal life in the next world. The lechora says the Netivot Shalom. It seems to be hapirushim ha'elu so dreams zeh, that these two contradict each other. Dilefi darshat chazal v'chai bahem kayal kiyum ha-mitzvot. That according to the drasha of chazal, v'chai bahem is about keeping the mitzvot in this world. V'ilu meaning keep the mitzvot and don't, meaning keep them and don't allow somebody to die. It's meaning be over any mitzvah in order to achieve life in this world. V'ilu lefi ha-targum, but according to Targum Uklus and Perush Rashi, kai v'chai v'hem al scharam l'olam haba. V'chai v'hem is a reference to the schar that we're trying to achieve in olam haba. So these two things are at opposites. Is the v'chai v'hem meaning to focus on keeping the mitzvot in this world and being over the mitzvot in this world to make, to even save a life? It's focused on this world. Or is it focused on keeping the mitzvot in this world, dafka, so that way we can enjoy olam haba, to get more life in olam haba? Which one is the focus?
Od Tzarich Bior, we also need to explain. Lefia Targum, according to Targum Unklus, Hare Amru Chazal, that according to Chazal, we need to be like avadim who are serving their master, that are not, it's not for the purpose of receiving any sort of reward. So then why is the promise of the Torah here about schar of v'chai bahem for olam haba? Meaning, if Chazal are learning from this that we need to be like servants in this world that are not trying to try to earn reward, so why are Rashi and Unklus focusing on Dafka serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world in order to receive reward in the next world? That seems to go against the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot. So let's see what the Tevot Shalom has to say. We're on the second paragraph on page Pei Bet. The Yesh Lamar, the Be'emet Shnei Apirushim Elu Va'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim Uvinanam Echad. That in truth, these two things are both Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. These are both different facets and reflections of one, the one ultimate truth. And their inyan is one thing. She'v'chai bahem kolel b'mashma'uto bet hadvarim. That the term v'chai bahem contains within it both layers of meaning. She'rishit inyan v'chai bahem haynu b'kiyum ha'mitzvot she'kayman b'chiyut. That the beginning, the simple meaning of v'chai bahem means in the kiyum of the mitzvot, that I keep them with life. Shekol mitzvah shiyudi mekayim, yikayma bihitlahavut uvichiyut kol haguf eivarim. What does it mean? That v'chai bahem, meaning when I'm doing the mitzvot in this world, when I'm completing the mitzvot in this world, v'chai bahem, that I need to do them with chayim. Beautiful understanding. I need to do the mitzvot with life. I need to infuse my mitzvot with life. I need to bring my mitzvot to life. To bring a hitlahavut, to bring a fire and a life with all of my body to this, to doing these mitzvot. B'vchinat kol atzmotai tomar na Hashem michamocha, like David HaMelech says, that all my bones, meaning down to my bones, I should be screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is like you? That my whole body is screaming out to do avodas Hashem, that I'm bringing life to the mitzvot. As we see by the individual mitzvot, that in many individual mitzvot, if you take a look in the Siddur, in the before, and you'll find yiratzons. And in those yiratzons, it says that I want to complete this mitzvah properly, v'taryag ha-mitzvot ha-tluyot ba. Meaning, and all of the 613 mitzvot that are contingent upon this mitzvah. That every single one of the other mitzvot is contingent upon every single mitzvah. When I put on tefillin, all of the other 612 mitzvot are contingent upon the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. When I say Sefirat HaOmer, all the 612 mitzvot are contingent on Sefirat HaOmer, meaning all the mitzvah that I'm doing, all of the other 612 are dependent upon this mitzvah that I'm doing right now. Meaning, Haynu shekol taryaga mitzvot hatzliyot b'mitzvot hapratiyot, meaning all mitzvot are dependent upon each individual mitzvah. Kach gam mikiyum ha-mitzvah b'pol, so too in doing the mitzvah in action. Gamim kiyuma be'aver misuyam, even in one specific part of my body. Tzarich yudi lehashkia et kol mehuto v'chiyuto b'kiyuma. I have to sink my whole being into doing that mitzvah. V'chai b'hem v'lo shemut b'hem. Meaning, and bring life to that mitzvah. It's an incredible thing, and it's so relevant to so many of us in our lives. You know, I've spoken about this in many different places. Something very beautiful that I heard from one of my mentors when I was in Shana Aleph and Shana Bet. He said in Eretz Yisrael Dafka, you know, where do you see the concept of being Yotze? Where do you see the word Yotze again and again and again in Eretz Yisrael? If you look on the top of a door, you'll see the word Yitzi'ah. And he said, I thought very beautifully, he said that the idea of being Yotze mitzvah, we all want to know, how do I be Yotze the mitzvah? That if the goal is to be Yotze the mitzvah, you're basically asking the question, how do I get out of the mitzvah? How do I get out of it? I'm now chayev to do a mitzvah, and how do I get out of it as quickly as possible? That's the question of how do I be Yotze the mitzvah? It says the ikar is to ask, the main thing is to ask, how do I be machnis into the mitzvah? Not leave the mitzvah. How do I get into the mitzvah? How do I make the mitzvah more real? How do I bring more of my life into that mitzvah? How do I make that mitzvah mine? How do I make it uniquely mine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us 613 mitzvot. The ikar of Torah isn't that we should have 600,000 Jews who are all coming together and doing the same mitzvah robotically exactly the same. That's not the goal. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The ground floor is doing the mitzvah. The ground floor is making sure that I wrap the tefillin on my arm correctly and put them on my forehead correctly, put them on the top of my head correctly. The ikar of the mitzvah is to make sure, is not just to make sure that I light Shabbos candles correctly. The ikar of the mitzvah is to make sure that I, especially the mitzvah like Sfirat HaOmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want to know that I passed first grade and I can count to 49. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not impressed by that. Right? That's the ground floor of a mitzvah. He's saying here that the chai bahem is that when we're doing these mitzvot, to get into them, to bring them to life, to make them alive. The Zohar beautifully says that the godfin of a mitzvah, that the wings of a mitzvah are the ahavat Hashem and yirat Hashem, are the ahava and yira that we attach to a mitzvah. That's what gives them wings. That's what gives them life. That's what allows them to fly in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of just getting a check mark that I did a mitzvah good, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba will give me a check mark that he gave me Olam Haba. But when he sees that I'm coming with life to do the mitzvot, that's what it's about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what gives him nachat ruach, is when I put myself into the mitzvah. You know, Philip and I were just talking about, I didn't know that we both went to Nativ Rock Hotel. So my Rebbe Ravyal, he says that he always talks about this need to really just put oneself completely in the mitzvah, to give one's whole being into the mitzvah, to bring that life out into the mitzvah. That not to just let it be dead, not to let it be sitting on the floor. That it needs to be brought to life. He talks about that he talked about this in the shir regarding hiddur mitzvah. That a person goes, you know, that hiddur mitzvah is dafka by the mitzvah of etrog, we talk about it. You know, that a person goes and that you go and you search and find that specific etrog that relates to me, that reflects my heart, that shows the way that I want to get into it. You know, that's really what it's about. That it's about finding that way to go and to bring my own, and to see where I'm coming out in that mitzvah. He talks about that in the context there of Sukkot and of Etrog. He talks about there Hevel is very around that time of year. It's leading into Parshat Bereshit, and Hevel is the first one to go and do Hidur Mitzvah. He goes and Cain brings from the lowly of the ground. He brings a korban, and Hevel goes and he goes mamish and brings the beauty. He goes and brings the choicest of his sheep. He goes out there, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though Cain brought his korban first, Cain was the first one to go. But what did he do? He saw a couple of things lying around on the floor. He put them on his back. He was yotzi bringing a korban, and it was of his own initiative. But there was no excitement there. And Hevel comes along, and he says, no, I'm going to bring me b'chorot sono mechel behen. He brings the choices of his flock. He gives the best thing that he has. That's Hevel. And so he says there, I was trying to get it from the back of my brain, one of my favorite Tiferet Torah that he says there, is that in terms of Hevel, that's Hevel's name. Hevel's name is Halev, that he puts his lave into it. He puts his whole heart into the mitzvah. He puts his whole heart into the korban, halev. He puts a lahav, same otiyot, a lahav into the mitzvah. He puts a fire into his mitzvot. He comes with a hislavus. He comes with a fire to the mitzvot. That's what a mitzvah is really about. That's v'chai bahem. That's bringing it to life. When I really put myself into the mitzvah. Rachmana liba ba'i. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my lev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me. He tells me how he wants me. He wants me through the mitzvot. Just giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way I want to give to him, that's ego. That's me focusing on myself. But when I go and I do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, I do the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. I do the mitzvah the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. But then, after that, the avoda of bringing my lev and the hislavus into that mitzvah, that's v'chai b'hem. That's really living it. And as a byproduct, it's not the goal, but as a byproduct, life is so much richer. You feel alive. When you go through life and you're just doing one mitzvah after another and you're being yotzei this and yotzei that, it's a bunch of responsibilities, it's a bunch of obligations. You feel the burden, the weight of the mitzvah. You feel the yoke of the mitzvot. But you turn it around and you get into the mitzvot. You know, speaking of Rav Yol, you know, it's one of the two times when I've been davening with him. The schluss to daven with him, where I saw him really sit down and something extra to really sit and take his time in a different type of way. One of them is dafka now in Sfiras HaOmer. When I davened with him a few times, Marav by the Kotel during Sfiras HaOmer, and he would go down to the Kotel, and then not only after Marav, he would stand there, he would stay, and slowly say beforehand the Hiratzon. He would say the bracha, he would say afterward Ana Bekoach, he would say Lam Natzeach, he would say the Ribono Shel Olam. Slowly. To get into the mitzvah, especially again a mitzvah like Sfiras HaOmer, it's not about counting, meaning when you go into the svarim about what Sfiras HaOmer is about, it's almost all about changing who I am. It's about doing the deepest fixes that I can on every one of my midot, on every level of my being. to stop each day and to really say it and to get into it. If you didn't do that, were you Yotzi Sfiras HaOmer? You're Yotzi Sfiras HaOmer. Good. Mazel Tov. You count to 49, you're coming to Kabbalah Satorah. You want to really be Mekabel Torah? You want to really be Mekabel Torah? Every day for Sfiras HaOmer to work on myself. To work on myself. To cleanse myself through Sfirat HaOmer. To make myself a vessel that can really be Mekabel Torah. Not only do I mean my Kabbalah of the Torah, but every day in that process, the process becomes as meaningful as the product. Because every day of Sfiras HaOmer, I put into that day and I got out of that day. V'chaibem, I became a little bit more alive. As I became a little bit more tahor, I cleaned out a little bit more tum'ah, and I become a little bit more alive. That I'm mamish alive, when I get to Kabbalah of the Torah, I'm living fire of a Jew who can then be Mekabel Torah. That's what he's saying here. V'chaibahem. Not to be yotzei a mitzvah, to be machnis into a mitzvah. Not just to live life doing mitzvahs, but life should be mitzvahs. My whole life is a mitzvah. And that's what gives me life, and I give my life to it. Tov. Let's take it a little bit further. We're on the bottom paragraph of the right side of page Pebet. V'inyan zeh, hu gam ha-shoresh v'ha-makor shel v'chai bahem l'olam haba. This also explains what it means in terms of v'chai bahem for olam haba. Meaning taf, we just talked about v'chai bahem l'olam hazeh. What does it mean v'chai bahem l'olam haba? Al derech shamar harav kadosh mikarlin, zechotoy again elinu, as Rav Mikarlin said, sheshama ki ichrizu bashamayim shiudi ha-mekayim et ha-torah v'ha-mitzvot v'shomer shabbat v'chol ha-diktukim. Ach einu margish tanug b'shabbat. He heard that there was a decree in Shemayim about a Jew who was keeping the Torah and the mitzvot and was keeping Shabbos in all aspects, but didn't feel oneg Shabbos. Kilo, and this is not a simple thing. You read the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah to Chela Gimel, which has Hilchos Shabbos in it. How the Mishnah Berurah goes on and on, Chafetz Chaim goes on and on there. He talks about how almost impossible it is to mamish really keep Shabbos, to really keep Hilchos Shabbos is so hard. But this person was keeping all of Hilchos Shabbos. What was his problem? Is that he didn't feel Oneg Shabbos. He didn't get into Oneg Shabbos. He didn't feel a Gishmak when he was getting into Shabbos. He didn't be Machnis into Shabbos. So what did they say in Shemayim? Hare kashir li'aleh le'olam helyon, yitznu lo chelko b'gan Eden al shmirato et ha-shabbat. They were going to give him a chelik in Gan Eden for keeping Shabbos, for sure. But it was going to be like a basket that was put down in Gan Eden. That's what he says. It was going to be good. He's going to get a chelek in Olam Haba. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take him and place him in Gan Eden. Tov. Shegam sham lo yargish klum. And like a basket sitting in Gan Eden, he's also not going to feel anything in Olam Haba. Very, very powerful story. He said that's what the Rav Mikarlin, that's what he heard, the decree in Shemayim. That this Jew was mamish keeping Shabbos. But he wasn't feeling Shabbos. He was being Yotzei Shabbos. So when he gets to Olam Haba, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzei giving him a chelek in Olam Haba. He's going to take him and place him down. You won't feel anything thereof. You didn't feel anything in Olam Hazeh. You won't feel anything in Olam Haba. Right? Midah keneged midah. Habiyur bazeh. So how do we understand this? Ki ata'anug shel gan Eden. Because the whole gishmak, the whole tanug, the whole joy that we're going to get Bezrat Hashem in Gan Eden. Shabbat tzaddikim yoshvim ve'aterotehem beroshem ve'na'anim miziv ha'shchina. Where the tzaddikim are sitting with the crowns on their heads and enjoying the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimshach me'hata'anug ve'achiyut sheyesh liyudi b'kiyum ha'mitzvot b'olam hazeh. It comes from the oneg and the life that a person puts into their mitzvot in Olam Hazeh. Al yado zochel le'ta'anug shel olam haba le'anot b'ziv ha'shchina. It's through that that we get oneg in olam haba, and that we enjoy the shining of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in olam haba. Eisha gehinom notzeret me'eisha ta'ava le'avira b'olam hazeh. The fire of Gehenna itself, everything is midah keneged midah. The fire of Gehenna itself that those of us are going to experience. The fire of Gehenna, it comes from the fire of Taiva that I had in Olam Hazeh, the burning desire for the burning desire that I had in Olam Hazeh for Averos. That's the fire itself that I'm going to experience in Gehenna. V'gam ta'anug Olam Haba, and so too again, midah keneged midah. In Olam Haba, mikoroa ta'anug v'achiyut yesh liyudi v'olam haba hu b'kiyum ha-mitzvah sh'mekayim v'chai v'hem v'lo yishuv v'hem v'az v'chai v'hem v'olam haba. Meaning kilu, everything's not going to be done. The fire that I have for Avera in Olam Hazeh becomes the fire of Gehenna. And lehefech, the fire that I have for the mitzvot in Olam Hazeh, that becomes the beauty and the joy and the radiance and the warmth of Gan Eden. of Olam Haba that I experience in Olam Haba. That's what, every single time I put a little bit more self into a mitzvah, every single time I bring more life to a mitzvah, I stir myself up and get excited and bring it to life. What I'm doing is I'm mamish turning up the light of the radiance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. It's the same thing, it's midah keneged midah. The Harei Shebet of Hiroshim, as such, says the Nesivo Shalom, these two Perushim, Einam Sotrim, they don't come into contrast. The fact that V'chai Behem is a reference to doing the mitzvot in this world, and V'chai Behem is about the enjoyment of Olam Haba, they're two sides of the same coin, says the Nesivo Shalom. Einam Sotrim Ki'im Davar Echad Heim B'Shorsham, they're two things at their root, they're the same thing at their root. V'ha B'ha Talya, they're dependent upon each other. Al Yidei V'chai Behem B'Kiyum HaMitzvah, if I bring the mitzvot to life, in Olam Hazeh, Zochel V'chai Bahem Olam Haba, then I'll experience V'chai Bahem Olam Haba. The two are entirely contingent upon each other. I should live my whole life with a fire of mitzvot in Olam Hazeh, and that's going to be the extent to which I enjoy the Ziv HaShchinah, the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezrat Hashem in Olam Haba. Top of the next column. Again, everybody is more than welcome. It's a little bit quieter this time. You're more than welcome to, if you have questions or comments or thoughts, please feel free to put them in the chat. I'm going to keep going until I see something pop up, because I assume if you don't have questions. If you have questions, you'll put them in the chat. Top of the next column. V'idgisha ha-torakan, v'shamartem et chukotai. In the pasuk of V'chai Bahem, in Parshat Achrimot, the Torah emphasizes in the context of that pasuk that we read all the way at the beginning, in the first line of this piece that he quoted, Ushmartem et chukotai, that you should keep my chukim. De chukot hainu sheta'amam einam musag. That a chok, well known, that what is a chok, the unique aspect of a chok, is that we don't truly understand the meaning of a chok. Meaning we don't understand the meaning of any of the mitzvot really, but we have a ta'am. We have at least a little bit of a taste of why we have the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. A chok is uniquely a mitzvah which really defies logic, defies any realm of human logic, and cannot be understood. That when a person understands the reason for a mitzvah, it's easier to connect to that mitzvah emotionally if I understand it. Right? It's a natural thing. For example, those of you who've been in the shirim for a long time, it's always so important to use the paradigm of a husband and a wife. Right? So let's say, is my Shana Aleph student still here? No, she probably is in another class now, which makes sense. We mentioned this just yesterday, I think, in one of the Tiferet classes on Zoom. Let's say it happens to be that my wife doesn't like when I bring flowers on Friday. So that's every marriage has to understand their own dynamic. So Dafka doesn't like me to bring home flowers on Fridays. We figured that out within the first year or two. And so the example is not real, but let's say the example is as follows, right? I'm newly married and I come home and on Friday I bring home roses. My name is Shoshana, so I bring home roses. It's beautiful, it connects, it makes sense, and it feels, that's what I want to do. My wife says to me, again, this fictional story, my wife says to me, no, I don't like roses. I prefer daisies. I say, okay. I guess so. If you're into daisies, you're into daisies. I go out next Friday, I go to the flower shop, I come home with roses, and I give her roses. She says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I think it makes sense. Your name is Shoshana, it connects to roses. I feel there's a deep meaning there. It makes sense to me. It means something to me. You just gave me this random thing. I like daisies. What does that mean? You didn't give me any reason for it. You didn't explain it to me. Right? Now, anybody here who's married, and hopefully even those who are not married, would know that that's going to end very poorly. Right? Two things. One is something's wrong with me, and something's going to be wrong with that marriage, if that's what you relate to the marriage. Yet, that being said, we do this all the time in Avodas Hashem. If we suddenly switch the gears there, we do this all the time in Avodas Hashem, thanks to me. We do this all the time in Avodas Hashem, right? And it's not so foreign, and it seems a little crazy now when we flip the switch, right? When it's a mitzvah that I understand, I get very excited about it. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me, put on your right shoe first, then your left shoe, tie left and tie right. When I'm bleary-eyed in the morning trying to get myself together with the kids running around during this time period and where they're not even going to school because I have to get ready to homeschool them and work and do whatever else, and I'm sitting there going like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, really? I got to start focusing on right and left and shoes? Really? We're going to let this one slide. Why? Because I don't understand it. We all do this. Maybe the tzaddikim and tzaddikiot here maybe don't. But I certainly have had that thought in my mind many times in my life. If I don't understand it, really, Kadosh Baruch Hu? I don't understand it, so I assume, why does it matter? Why do I care? It's easy to do the mitzvah that I connect to. It's easy to do the mitzvah that I understand. It's easy to do the mitzvah that I've learned about, and I know exactly what I'm doing, and by, so to buy the shoes. Even just a little bit of a taste, a tam, a taste of the mitzvah, right? That the right side is connected chesed, and the left side is connected vura. That we want to be mechabed chesed first, so we put on the right shoe first in order to show kavod to chesed, to bring more chesed out in the world. And only then show kavod to the left, because there also needs to be din and vura in the world, judgment in the world. But we always want to give prominence to chesed. And then I dafka tie the left one first because I want to bind din. I want to bind judgment. And I don't, when I want to push off binding up chesed in any way. Yeah, when I know that, so yes, it's much more exciting and much more meaningful when I go and tie my shoes. The days where I have the mental capacity, and it's usually around 50% of the time, right? You know, that's what we can hope for in this day and age, right? So 50% of the time, halavai, you know, that I'm able to, when I go to wash my hands in the morning, not just to mindlessly wash my hands and you know, and mumble out an Antlas Yadayim, but to think about one of the many layers that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Siman, in the beginning of Siman Dalet, where he talks about that you should imagine that you're like the Kohanim going into the Beis HaMikdash and washing their hands at the Kiyor, dedicating their hands to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, I'm washing my hands and I'm focusing on the fact that I'm going to use my hands to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day, like the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash. This world is my Mikdash and I'm going to use them for Avoda all day. Yet, when you have the time, it's so much easier. And even in a relationship with a husband and a wife, when your wife or your husband does explain to you why they want what they want, it is easier to do. But what's marriage about, and what's Avodas Hashem about? Right? A little bit of a microcosm of Avodas Hashem that we're able to see in this world, to be able to focus in and understand that relationship is the relationship with a husband and a wife. So with spouses, but also with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka, when we give us the reason, it's easier. But the ikar is when we don't have the reason. Do we do it the same hislavos? Do we do it with the same excitement? Do we do it with the... Do I come and say, I don't understand, I have no idea what you're thinking, I have no idea why you're doing this. But I'm still coming, and I'm coming with that same life. I'm coming with that same excitement. So that's what he's saying here. I assume that's what he's going to say here. He says, if not, it'd be really embarrassing. He says, "Shebimitzvot she'adam evin taman yishlecha yotir regesh bazeh." That when a person understands the reasoning, so there's even much more, it's easier to emotionally connect to the mitzvah. V'katva ha-Torah, sha'afilu ha-chukot sha'adam eino masig bahem klum, elahim kechok avuro. But even the things, the mitzvot that a person doesn't understand at all, and by that person it's mamish ha-chok, I don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do this. V'oseihu rak mishum sezer ratzon Hashem. I'm doing it, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it, and I come with the same life to it, the same excitement to it, why? I don't understand the thing, it doesn't matter. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, I want to do it. And that's the ikar of a marriage. My wife wants me to do it, I want to do it because she wants it. Because that's what she wants. Right on the flip side, if your husband wants you to do it, you're doing it. Why? Because it excites him. Because that's what he wants. That if he's into that, if he's excited by that, if he loves that thing, so to do it because he gets excited. It doesn't matter if I understand why or not. That doesn't matter if my wife wants it. Why wants it? She's excited. It's important to her. It excites me. I'm doing it. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it. That's all I care about. Gam bahen yiyeh lo tanuk. Even with that, I come with tanug. That just because I'm doing Ratzon Hashem, I come so excited and I come full of life, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. That's enough for me. That's all I need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu excited. It gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu as nacha ruach and shamayim from something that little me is doing down here in this world. I don't care if I understand it. I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to do it. Ukamamar Maran, Adoninu Marinu Varabinu, Baal Divre Shmoz, Zagodigan Alenu. Tzahala Verina Lezekar Machuto, as the Pasuk says, Tzahala Verina Lezekar Machuto, singing in this, to sing out in remembrance of his Malchus. Mize Gufa, Shi Yehudi Zochela Haskir Malchuto. He says, what is the Tzahala Hanrina? What is the singing out and the joy that we have? The Zechar Malchuto, just remembering that it's part of his Malchus, just remembering the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just remembering that it's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings out the joy. Lomar et Shem Hashem Baruch Ata Hashem Sarich Lit Malei Simcha. Just saying, I remember HaKadosh, I'm engaging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say Baruch Ata Hashem, and I'm jumping up and down with excitement because that Hashem, it fills me with joy. To be able to get into everything in and of itself. There's a well-known story, right? We'll keep calling Rav Yoel today, just them, why not? It's always great to call Rav Yoel. So Rav Yoel told the story about Rav Zusha. He always tells stories about Rav Zusha. His brother of Elimelech was much more into the learning aspect of it. Rav Zusha was living it, but wasn't always as into the as able to connect with the learning aspect, to understand the learning aspect of it. And he tried to find Rav Zusha Chavrutot. And it goes one after another, and finds somebody. He says, "Oh, you, learn the Rav Zusha, learn the Rav Zusha." So they go and learn together, and they open up the first page of Brachos. A few minutes later, the guy comes back. He says, "No, I can't do it. I can't learn them." He said, "What happened?" He said, "We opened up the first page of Shas. We opened up the first page of Brachos, and it says, Me'imatai Koreyat Shema Ba'arvin. When do you say Marav at night?" He said, Rav Zusha started to yell and scream. He says, Me'ema, for out of fear, out of awe, should we say Kriyat Shema at night? Right? The halakha question. When do you say Shema at night? So he said, No, Me'ema time. Me'ema, you have to say Shema with Ema, with excitement. He said, "Enough, I can't learn that." But that was Rav Zusha. That's the Chai Bahem. He sees Me'ema, Sai Kriyat Shema Ba'aravit. I don't care when it's, I care, and I'm going to do it right, I'm going to fill the mitzvah. Doesn't matter. What am I focused on? That when I say it at the right time, that I bring Ema out. That I bring all the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to say in Krishna, that I get into it. Give me all the reasons in the world I'm connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's all I care about. Al derech zeh kasher yudi mekayem mitzvah ve'oseh be'evarav et tachlit ratzon Hashem. When a Jew comes and fulfills a mitzvah and does it with their whole body for the purpose of the goal of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from me in this world, tzarik shiyelo mizeh simcha v'chiyut v'tanuk, I have all the simcha I need just because I'm doing ratzon Hashem. Something for all of us to strive for, to just get excited because I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. That's what it's all about. Next paragraph. V'al pi ha'amor, nimsa she'omro v'chai bahem, ein mashma'o havtachat schar l'olam haba. That when it says v'chai bahem, it doesn't just mean this promise of schar in olam haba. Because really we have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu like servants who are not there. We're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu out of free will, not serving him in order to get sachar. What this is telling us is, it's saying, not that we should do it for Olam Haba. It's telling us that a natural consequence, an outgrowth of the fact that I'm living the mitzvot in this world, is that automatically I'm going to have Olam Haba. That if I bring life to a mitzvot in this world, that I'm automatically going to have that life in Olam Haba. Meaning, it's informing me that that's going to happen. It's not saying to do them with life in this world, or to do them in this world for Olam Haba. It's telling you, just so you know, you live it with life in this world, it's also going to come in the next world. It's a natural consequence. It's such a, and in my mind, it's always resonated with me, to think less in schar va'onesh, and think more in midah k'neged midah. Now, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking to give us schar, he's always looking to give us schar. But he's looking to give us schar, to give us onesh, that it's all about reward and punishment, and meeting out reward and punishment. That to think about and to reflect upon the fact that really Olam HaZeh is all about, it's physics, it's action and reaction. That every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That it's all midah k'neged midah. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, I'm learning with one of the groups in Tiferet right now, and sending them out still. I see some of my guys here in Lev. I'm sorry we didn't get to finish together, but we'll keep sending them out, Bezrat Hashem, on the WhatsApp group, to finish up Chilak Aleph of Derech Hashem together. But when he talks about even the bringing in of death into the world, that death was brought into the world, it was a natural consequence of eating the Eitz HaDaas. It's not that God saw that he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, and then he said, how am I going to punish you? I'm going to bring death. I'm going to kill you. No, and that's how we see it and we read it as children. That there's a natural consequence, the way the Ramchal explains it. That it's a natural consequence that is what truly allows us at the end of the day to get more Sachar and Olam Haba, and to truly experience Olam Haba. That it's all for the good, even putting death into the world as a response to our sin. To recognize that. That when we're learning Parshas Noach, then we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a flood to the world. It's not like Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking through his Rolodex of, if anyone knows what Rolodex is anymore, his Rolodex of punishments. He was like, you know what? We haven't done a flood in a while. Let's go with flood. That no, it's very, very shayat. That everything that goes going on in the generation of the flood brings about midah k'neged midah, a response of the flood. And to understand what that means, the depth of why it is that dafka, the response to Dor HaMabul, was with the flood. And so to hear he's saying that, to recognize that everything is a natural consequence. If I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in my life with life, then that brings me eternal life in the world that goes on forever and ever. It's not just, to me, it's to think about reward, God's reward and me punishing that. natural consequence. In this world, I build myself into the person, into the being that's going to experience Olam Haba. And so if I live my life with life, if I live my life as a life of mitzvot and with life in my mitzvot, I'm going to be alive in the next world, because I'm alive in this world. Because if I'm alive in this world, I'll be alive in the next world. And to live life with that mentality, to me, is so much more meaningful, in my humble opinion, my understanding, is so much more meaningful than thinking about schar onesh. No, it's all midah keneged midah. You be real. I have to be real. I have to work on me. I have to be the best Jew that I can be. I have to build myself up now. Because as Rav Amos says, quoting both Mary from the Tea, right? As Rav Amos always says, he emphasizes this time and time and time again, that the Jew that I become in this world is the Jew that I will be in the next world. He quotes very often a Zohar which says that when a person dies, that the veil of this world comes off. And we see in truth. And he points out there that it's not that our soul suddenly flies to this whole different place. He says very simply, the veil of the world comes off, and whoever I was now, when the veil goes away, that's who I'm going to be in Olam Haba. And if I was never Hashem at Olam Hazeh, so then I'll be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba, but it's all the same. Everything is real. Everything is real, and if I'm alive in this world, I'll be alive in the next world. And that's what he's saying here. That it's not about a focus on the sachar. It's telling you the reality of v'chai b'hem. If I'm v'chai b'hem in this world, I'm v'chai b'hem in the next world also. Last paragraph on the left column. Uv'yeter be'or. To explain this even further, how are we doing on time? We'll see if we can finish the piece. We'll see if we can finish the next 10 minutes. Uv'yeter be'or. Yesh lamar d'inei ita b'sfarim hakedoshim. Shekol tachlit ha-bri'ah. Hi lehetiv li-bru'av. That it's brought down in the Sfarim, Derech Hashem being one of them, the whole goal of the Bria, the whole goal of this world, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do good to His creations. God's impetus for creation, as we understand it in our finite way, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, as we understand it al pi Kabbalah, in our finite way, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to His creations. The whole purpose to create was to give. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tov, umiderech hatov u'lativ. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, Tov. He's the source of all Tov. And it's the nature of good, so to speak, to give good to another. V'lakach bara ta'olam lativ l'burav. He created the whole world just to give good to the other, to give good to everybody. V'tachlit ha'atava. Ki shebasar v'adam natun b'chomer. Yagia l'tanug shel ad negel Hashem. Shu tachlit ha'tov. And the end point of goodness is that a person, that we as flesh and blood beings, who are sunken into our physicality, that we should be able to achieve enjoying God's radiance and brilliance in the world to come forever and ever. That's the greatest good that there is. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. The whole goal of this world is to keep working and working to earn more and more goodness, to be able to enjoy God's goodness eternally forever in Olam Haba. V'kasher Yehudi over avira, when a Jew l'alino does a sin, goreim bazeh she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol eno yachol lehashpia lo et hashefa elyon. It's as if, it's so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is not able then to bring down the bestowal, the shefa, from on high. Begin ki ani Hashem oev mishpat. That when we do an avir, we close up that pipeline. We don't allow the shefa, we don't allow the bestowal to come down. Ukiviyakol goreim tsar lemala. So to speak, we cause pain up above. Shemonea hatachlit shaleitiv l'barav. We're cutting off that pipeline of goodness that's coming down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the natural state of being, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring down goodness on us always. When we do aviras, we clog up that pipeline. We close those gates. It's brought out in the beginning of Parshat Re'eh. Re'eh ani noten lechem hayom bracha uklala. Behold, says Moshe Rabbeinu towards the end of the Torah, bottom line, Sefer Devarim, beautiful, beautiful Sefer, which one of my favorite to teach, that it says in the beginning of Parshat Re'eh, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lechem Hayom Bracha. Behold, says Moshe, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behold, I place before you today Bracha and Klala. And there in those Pesukim, the beginning, first small paragraph of Parshat Re'eh, it says, Et HaBracha, the Bracha is that you will do the Mitzvot of Hashem. And then it says, And then it says, no harm in opening up a chumash, quoted inside. It says, V'haklala imlo tishmu. And it makes a distinction there. Et ha-bracha asher tishmu. The bracha is that you will keep the mitzvot. This is everything that we're talking about. V'haklala imlo tishmu. There's a lack of parallel there. It should say, Et ha-bracha im tishmu. Et ha-klala imlo tishmu. It says that tabracha asher, the bracha is the mitzvot. Because the mitzvot bring about bracha, the natural state of being is a reality of bracha and mitzvot. When is there klala? It says Moshe Rabbeinu, if you break the world, if you do an avera, then klala will come about. But the natural state of the world is a state of bracha. Et ha-bracha, asher tishmu, the reality is a reality of bracha. You're going to do the mitzvot, and that allows the world to function properly. The bestowal to come down, doing the mitzvot, living them, v'chai b'hem. But if you misuse the world, if you don't follow the manual of the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Torah is the guidebook. It's the manual that comes along with the world of how to use it properly. If I misuse the world and I break it, and it then doesn't function properly, and the bestowal doesn't come down. That's what he's saying here. That there's a tzara, that there's this, that we block up the ability for the natural shefa and tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to give us tov. We block that up, we stop that when we do an avira. Ve'ilu kasher yudi oser ratzon Hashem. But when a Jew does ratzon Hashem, u'mekayim et ha-mitzvot b'chiyut, and does the mitzvot with life, as yoreid ha-shefa v'yachol li'tkayim tachlit ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'tiv b'rav, then he's able to do the goal of ratzon Hashem, and to bring good to the creation of the world, to bring the soul and goodness into the world. Meaning that this concept of v'chai b'hem l'olam ba is not about sachar. El inyan hanimshach memela, something which happens automatically. Again, action and reaction. Shim einu me'akev et ha-shefa el yom, mashpia lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu et tachlit ha-tov b'rtzono yibarach le'tiv b'rav. That if we just do what we're supposed to be doing, then the shefa will automatically come down, and will come down into this world, and will come down to creation. V'al derech ze yish lomar gamash nichtav, v'haya im shamoa tishmu el mitzvotai, asher anochi matzavchem hayom, le'ahavat Hashem elokech ulavdo v'chol levavachem v'chol nafshachem v'natati mitar tzachem v'yito. Right as it says, that when you do the mitzvot, which I command you, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve Him with all of our hearts and all of our soul, then I'll give you the rain in its time. What does it mean? It's a very strange thing. I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my heart and my soul, with my whole being. I get rain? Really? That's the response? That's all I get? Shluch ora gam zet tzarich biwar. This needs explanation. Masha Torah mavticha skar al kiyum mitzvot. What is it giving us? The skar for the mitzvot. I'm getting rain. Top of the next page. That this is the scarf for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our heart and our soul. That I give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ava and Yira. I'm giving my whole being, my whole kishus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I care if it rains outside. But that's not what I want for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my whole heart, my whole soul. Ela pirush vazeka amor. What's the meaning of this? She'ein zeschar. Ela inyan nimshach mela. This is not about sachar. It's telling you the automatic reaction. It's talking to you about the natural consequence, the supernatural consequence of doing mitzvot. She'im tishme'u le'ahavat Hashem Elokecha. That if you listen to do the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulo'avdo b'chol levavachem, to serve Him with all of your heart, v'chol Hashem, with all of your soul, as mimela v'natati, automatically I'm going to give. All he wants to do is give goodness, and we're opening up those gateways of goodness. We're allowing the rain to fall down from the heavens, which in and of itself is the embodiment of it, reflects when literally the Shamayim opens up and rains down life. Everything comes from the rain. That's why rain is so central, especially in Eretz Yisrael. We're always davening for rain, focused on the rain, focused on the rainy seasons. Why all of Masechet Ta'anit is focused on the rain and davening for the rain. So much about the rain. What is the rain? The rain is the source of life. The rain comes down. I can drink and I can live. It goes and penetrates the land and gives birth to new life. And I can eat. I can eat fruits and vegetables and I can live. Animals can live and I can enjoy meat on Shabbos Kodesh. Meaning I'm able, when the rain comes down, it gives life. It's a reflection of life coming down. That's why Kilu Geshem means Milashon Gashmiut. All physicality comes from rain. You don't have Geshem, you don't have Gashmiut. There is no physicality in this world without Geshem. It's a physical representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing life to the world. That's why we focus so much on davening for the rain. It's davening for life. When the rain comes down, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving physical life and spiritual life, that He's happy with us, that He's giving us life when it rains in the rainy season. On a physical level and a spiritual level. It shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means if you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart and all of your soul, then the Shefa comes down in the manifestation of rain, But in life, he's Kadosh Baruch Hu's giving life physically and spiritually to the world. Everything's functioning normally. Everything's flowing through those pipelines normally. Therefore, guard yourself lest your heart stray you in the wrong direction. Meaning, if we go into Averas, then we close off Shemaim and we block off that Shefa. We're causing, so to speak, pain up above. Because we're keeping a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all he wants to do is give good. He wants to reign. He wants to give spiritual bestowal. He wants to give Shefa. But when I sin, I close off those gates. I close off that Shefa. And it brings, so to speak, pain into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because all he wants to do is give. Ukmamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Shekasher Yisrael Bitzar, Shechina Ma'omeret, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizro'an. I don't know what he's saying there, but Kilu is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had Tsar. When we have Tsar down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Tsar as well. Last paragraph, the left side of Pei Gimel. V'yesh lefaresh bazeh, we can also explain based on this, Kavanata Mishnah, the meaning of the Mishnah Berkei Avot, Mitzvah Goreret Mitzvah, that one mitzvah leads to another, V'avira Goreret Avira, that one sin leads to another. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, that the schar of one mitzvah is another mitzvah, v'schar avira avira, and the schar, so to speak, of one avira is another avira. Mitzvah goreret mitzvah, what does it mean that one mitzvah leads to another? Haynu sheyudi hamekayem mitzvah, that when a Jew keeps a mitzvah, ve'oseh tachli ritzon Hashem, and fulfills the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hareyu mekayem bazeh od mitzvah, it's allowing to sustain another mitzvah. Kilo, when we do a mitzvah, it brings down shefa. Mitzvah, gur mitzvah, one good thing brings down another good thing. When I do a mitzvah, I open up, I widen those channels and those pipelines, and more goodness is able to come into the world. Vilo avira gur avira, and on the flip side, lo alino, an avira leads to an avira. Shim yudi over avira, when we do an avira. No seifa zegama shigorein sar lamala machmat et sirat shefa, that there's pain up above because we're holding back the shefa, the bestowal. Shakarish baruch rotze lashpia velateta tuvo keviyachol b'masav mone azot, that HaKadosh Baruch wants to give and we're holding it back, so to speak. Vizeu pirush v'chai b'hem, and coming back to where we started, this is what v'chai b'hem is. Shal yidei kiyum ha-mitzvot, that through keeping the mitzvahs, b'chiyut karaoi, with life, like it's meant to be, yichye b'hem l'olam haba, we bring life in olam haba, sheyashpia lo ha-sachar mimeila kirtzonoi barach l'tiva b'rav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give us the sachar that he wants to give us. Bezrat Hashem, again, today on this day of Yom HaZikaron, v'chai b'hem. The Chai Bahem is Bezrat Hashem, we should all be able to live. We're all able to live in Eretz Yisrael. When we're living here, come to visit here, we are able to live here because of those who gave their lives for us to be here. And because of that, it's an achrayus on us. That we should mamish, we need to really be alive. The Chai. We need to really mamish be alive. Whether we're in Eretz Yisrael or not, we all benefit from the reality of Eretz Yisrael and the people who are able to be here, and the fact that we can come here and be a part of here, we can visit Makom Mikdash, Bezrat Hashem soon again, that we can be able to, when the airports reopen, that we can go and we can visit Makom Mikdash, that we can visit Eretz Yisrael, that we can mamish live here, that we can live in Eretz Yisrael, that we can hear Torah from Eretz Yisrael, even from somebody as lowly as me, we can at least hear Torah from Eretz Yisrael through us being able to be here and to live here, that we should be v'chai b'hem, to mamish live up to that, to that achrayus that we're being able to, that gift that we're being given. To live Torah, to live the mitzvot, to live through them. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mizak us, that we should mamish have the clarity to live through them, to live with excitement through them, to live clearly through them, and to bring us both Olam Hazeh, and to also Bezrat Hashem, to give us as a natural byproduct of that, by mamish living through them, given by having life in this world, to also see life in the next world, Bezrat Hashem, by all of us. Shkoach, everybody.